Michelle, thank you for that powerful song. If you know the show Wicked, you know that that comes at a very important time. It's a moment of fear and trepidation of what might happen, but also great certainty that we must be who we are, and we must not let power and those who would otherwise wish us harm get in the way. Not long before Elphaba sings that song, she thinks of another song about how life can be greater. She imagines, actually, in her mind, a, quote, celebration throughout Oz that's all to do with me. Now, from knowing the Wizard of Oz, you can guess that that line is pretty spot on. They did have a celebration throughout the whole town, the whole place that's all to do with her. They started with it. In her moment of hope, she thought something good may change. Something was possible for her to be a part of society. But far too often, when we've been pushed aside time and time again, it's hard to make that so. And so we see that the celebrations that most of the people in Oz look for aren't for Elphaba, but for Glinda, the good. The second act, right after Defying Gravity, starts with this perky, peppy Glinda suggesting that everything is great. Thank goodness. She offers this line, happy is what happens when your dreams come true. That's what we all like to think. Certainly there's an image of our worlds that we want, that happy is what happens when our dreams come true. But in some way, there's an element there of delusion, deception. Life is almost never what we planned, even if it's something we like. If you've gotten tired of the Wicked stuff, I'll move to Don Henley and the Eagles for this one. I've always appreciated their song, After the Thrill is Gone, where they write, what do you do when your dreams come true and they're not quite what you've planned? Sometimes we dream higher and our expectations outgrow them, and sometimes our experiences fly in just a little west of our dreams, and it feels wicked that we are not quite as satisfied as we hoped. The path to Oz, the path to goodness, to peace, is one of making friends along the way, of learning to accept ourselves, our quirks, our foibles, and all, and those of the others, and to mature into someone who can give others compassion, to become someone who can wrestle with the wizard, speaking truth to power, challenging God if we need, and knowing that we're still loved and accepted, that we are good, not bad, for doing so. Finding or making peace with ourselves, true peace with who we are, rarely is easy. It rarely starts or ends with a yellow brick road skipping down there with friends. We may see dark clouds above us and feel the storm circling. But peace is important. Comfort and integrity is important. And that's the lesson that Elphaba teaches us in Defying Gravity and throughout the story, time and time again, not to give in to our lesser angels, but to go for who we really are. Getting to that place, knowing who we are, can be difficult work. Parker Palmer, Quaker teacher, writer, puts it this way, I know myself to be a person of both weakness and strength, liability and giftedness, darkness and light. I now know that to be whole, to be human, means to reject none of it, but to embrace it all. For most of us, life is not as it seems. When we're children, we look ahead and we think that being a teenager will be the best. Just wait till we get our license and our car. And as teens, we feel somewhat awkward and powerless, and we think that it was better when we had no responsibility and can play free, or it'll be better when we're adults and we can do whatever we want. As young adults, we end up wistfully looking back to or thinking ahead. Grown-ups in the room start wondering when they're going to grow up and what life will be like when they're an adult. Even our elders wonder if life was better then or will be better some other time. It's hard being at peace with who we are and finding happiness. And so we must wonder then what it is, what it means to be happy. Is contentment the same as happy? Is stability? Is excitement? So we put on a brave face. We make peace with where we are right now because there's nowhere else to be. But it's not quite what we thought. Glinda, the good, when she starts off this song, Thank Goodness, tells us a little bit about her. She moves from perky to perceptive and sings this line, "'Cause getting your dreams, it's strange, but it seems a little complicated." She goes on to wonder. She says, "'If that joy, that thrill, doesn't thrill like you think it will, well, who wouldn't be happier?' We often think that we should put on that face, that mask, and feel differently than we do. When this is the case, when our lives don't match up to the storyline, when we have colored outside of the lines we thought had to be dutifully filled in, we owe it to one another to talk about our lives. It's not about changing where we are. It's not about demeaning where we are or wished we were, just admitting that we are at different points. How many parents have long wondered if they were losing their minds in the first days or weeks or years or decades of parenting, only to breathe a sigh of relief when someone's like, "Yep, that's normal. That should be there, that color, it's all fine." How many times in our lives have we wondered if what we think about the world, the universe, faith, love, good and evil, heaven and hell, if they're anything close to what others think? And in the times of being told, "No, you're weird, you're out there alone, go away from our community," we feel isolated. And sometimes we fulfill that prophecy of being isolated. But how often have we gotten that great feeling that we are not so alone, not so different? Can you remember that time when you were welcomed as you were? When your shoulders relaxed, and your bodies and your spirits became lighter? How many people have experienced fear and sadness, uncertainty about what lies ahead? We all have at different ages. We all wonder, certainly, you must have it together by now, right? And in that moment of hearing the stories of similarity, the versions of life that vary, aren't we relieved that no one follows one path? The times of great brokenness in our life, the times of tragedy, almost universally mirror the times that we have been separated, that we have separated ourselves from one another. When we've used fear and trepidation and pain to suggest that we don't need to connect, we are too divided to live together, that evil, be it found in one person, one nation, or one culture, that evil makes that person not worthy. A witch that should be burned at the stake or melted by water. Our sacrament, as Unitarian Universalists, our holy act, more than anything else, is the act of listening to and telling our stories. It's finding a way to love ourselves and one another, not just as the perfect pink bubbly person we wish we were, but as the slimy, grimy, green witch we can be. Our charge is to learn from one another. So we hear those stories, the story of Elphaba, who was born different, who strived to find a place in the world even when she was pushed around and out of community, who sought to be as good as she could even when faced with powerful pressure and powerful privilege. We hear the story of Glinda the Good, who came with good intentions, who learned lessons along the way, but with heartache, with heartbreak, saw pain, did things, made choices she wished she might not have otherwise done, and was so scared of the uncertainty that comes with change. We hear the stories of that wonderful Wizard of Oz, a man by his own admission that is merely mortal and mediocre. For we know that we too are wonderful in some moments and wicked in some moments. And in these we hear our stories, the stories of the people who have done things we wish we hadn't or wish we had done more of, and we know that we all share this fate. It's a risk telling our story. Laura Hershey writes this poem asking us what we will risk, telling us what we will risk. She says, "You will bore them. Your voice will break, your ink will spill, and you'll stain your coat. No one will understand. You worry that their eyes will become fences, and you will park yourself forever on the outside. Your differentness, once and for all revealed. Dangerous." She ends by saying that those with power can afford to tell their story or not, those without power risk everything to tell their story and must. This is our charge. We are born different. All of us, some born into systems of violence and addiction and poverty, of distrust and hate, others into families of love and richness, of grace and support and encouragement. The art and the act of making peace is looking into the heart of each individual, the person who appears to us to be good or bad, wonderful as well as wicked, and seeing their full humanity. Each of us has a story to share, and in so doing, we end up relaying our successes and our failures, our inner heroes and heroines, and our inner villains. But this is how we move from being two-dimensional characters, or even worse, caricatures, to 3D, to real-life, flesh-and-blood people. And in so doing, we give one another the permission to take risks, to do the improbable, if not the impossible, to find our power, to use the magic that is within us to make good, to take flight and defy gravity. May no one, no wizard, no power that is or ever was, bring us down. Amen, and blessed be.